Welcome back to Daf in Practice, the Daf in Practice series. This is Aryeh Leibowitz, and today we're doing Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara Maseches Brachos spoke about how certain people are considered to be people who are not worthy of any sort of praise, and to the contrary, are criticized because we find that we don't have any Geirim that come from those people. And one of the groups of people from whom we don't have Geirim, and therefore those people are criticized, are people who are zocha to see gatherings of Jews that get together all the time in order to learn about the Yom Tovim, and they see this great Kavanah Torah and nothing happens. The Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis that b'nei Masa Mechasya abirei lev ninhu, that the people of Masa Mechasya are reshoim, the kachazu yakra doraisa trezimni b'shata, twice a year they see the honor of the Torah, and v'loka megayir gira minayi, we don't have any gerum from them. What does it mean twice a year they see the honor of the Torah? So the Rishonim all explain, Rashi and Tosos, that people, Jews, would gather together during Chodesh Adar to hear about Hilchas HaPesach from Rav Ashi, and during Chodesh Elul to hear about the Halachos of Sukkis from the Shir as well. So they would get together to have these Shiurim and these Inyanim of Halacha twice a year, and nevertheless they weren't impressed by the incredible Kavod HaTorah that happened those two times of the year. So it's interesting that it was only twice a year. We know that there are three regalim in the year, and that there's a chiyuv to be sholem v'darshim b'hilchos chag shloshim yom kodem chag. The Gemara derives this in the first parak of Maseches Psachim, that we have a chiyuv to be sholem v'darshim b'hilchos chag. So says the Beis Yosef in Or Chaim Tzim Tov Chav Tes, right at the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, that when the Gemara Psachim Davav tells us that we should be sholem b'hilchos Pesach kodem Pesach shloshim yom, it's only kodem Pesach. It doesn't apply to any of the other Yomim Tovim, because Pesach has so many details. You have to know about the grinding of the wheat and the baking of the matzahs and Agalas Kelim and Biur Chametz. You don't have this by other Mo'adim. By Atzeres, there's certainly no dinim at all. And by Sukkot, says the Beis Yosef, there are a lot of dinim. There's all Masecha Sukkah, but the whole Masechta doesn't, all the dinim are very much Lekula, and where it's very easy to make a Kosher Sukkah. After all, the Gemara in Sukkot Avches tells us Sukkot's Ganvach, Sukkot's Rakvash is kosher. Any kind of sukkah pretty much is kosher. How many walls you need for a sukkah? Shtayim kil chasun u'shlishes afilu tevach. Not that hard. Lulavim and esrogim, most of them are kosher. So even those prakim and mesechah sukkah that deal with lulav and esrog, there's not that much that you really need to know in advance of sukkah. So the only time we really need to spend a good amount of time learning in advance is when it comes to the Yom Tov of Pesach. And when it comes to sukkah, you can spend a day or two chazring over the halachas. When it comes to shavuos, you don't really need any time. The Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Hey tells us that the reason you need 30 days before Pesach is because of the Karban Pesach, to be mevaker, make sure there are no mumen on the Karban Pesach, because everyone has to bring a Karban Pesach for the Yom Tov of Pesach, so we need 30 days to darshan through the halachos in order to make sure that everyone has time to learn the halachos of the Karban Pesach and then to bring a proper Karban Pesach. That is the sheet of the Beis Yosef. The Bach, however, disagrees and quotes many Rishonim that say that on Sukkot also you have to and on Shavuos, you have to be Shol V'Doresh for 30 days beforehand. So you have these two extreme opinions. You have the Beis Yosef on the one hand that says, no, only for Pesach. And on the other hand, you have the Bach that says, all three Yom Tovim. In the Bir Agra, in Sivkat Nalv, in Sim Tav Chav Tes, he writes that before Sukkot, you have to be Shol and Doresh, but before Shavuos, there's no reason. That's the compromise, the Shita. That yes for Pesach, yes for Sukkot, but not for Shavuos. What's the Raya? Our sugya, that Rav Ashi says that the B'nai Masa Mechasya are abirei lev, because they see this great Kavod HaTorah twice a year, and we don't find any of them being Megayer. And Rashi says that they would get that the Jewish people would gather together in Adar to hear the Hilchos Pesach from Rav Ashi, and in Elul to hear about Hilchos Chag. Tosfos explains that they're abirei lev because there was Nisim that happened when the Jewish people would gather together. How could they see such a Kiddush Shem Shemayim and not do anything about it when they see such a Kiddush Shem from? I fully expect that Batei Din for Giyur are going to have a few candidates that come up that were in the vicinity of MetLife Stadium around the time of the Siyum HaShasti. See, such a Kavod HaTorah, it's going to have an effect on a person. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Sim Tav Chav Tes, he says like the Magen Avram, that on Atzeres also you need to be Doresh Shloshim Yom. The reason the Chacham HaRishonim were Misakim B'Zman Shabbos HaMikdash was so that the darshanim should darshan barabim all the halachas of the yantif before the yantif, is so that everyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael is chayiv to bring three karbanos, the olas riyah, the shalmi chagiga, and the shalmi simcha, and each karban needs to be clear of any sort of mum and from anything else that would possible the karban. So that's why the chacham made a takana to darshan these halachas in advance. So as long as you have the halachas of karbanos, you'd have these halachas of being shol v'doresh, and therefore Shulchan Aruch Rav says it applies to all three of the yom tovim. Nowadays, in our generation, where we don't even need a chacham to teach the halachas, we have svarim to teach the halachas. So now the Shulchan Aruch Rav says the nature of this mitzvah has changed. We don't need to have public lectures on the inyan anymore. It would be good enough nowadays for people to just make sure that they include in their plans to study from these svarim in advance of the yom tovim. So long story short, there are three basic shitos about how many of the yom tovim a person is supposed to spend 30 days in advance learning about the yantif. The Beis Yosef says that only Pesach. The Bach says all three. And then we had the middle shita of the Gra that it's only two of the three, but not Shavuos. And the Raya is from our daf, where there were only two times a year that the B'nai Masa Mechasya got to see this Gevaldika Kavodah Torah, and they were not Megayer, even though they saw this great Kavodah Torah. Okay, have a wonderful day.